This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Dahashi, Fadizir.
He said that.
I got that. Thanks.
I won't be fighting for him. I'm fighting for my people.
The first Dune was over 2.5 hours long and felt every bit of it. It was slow, careful and engrossing, building a sophisticated culture as well as a series of worlds. It was also a big risk. This wasn't your usual shoot-'em-up space opera or comic book extravaganza. Dune was a serious undertaking.
It's breathtaking.
When you see sand here, imagine water. If you dive in, you can't reach the bottom.
You dive in.
Yes, it's called swimming.
I don't believe you.
It was also a massive hit. The story of two families charged by a galactic empire with producing the essential fuel for space travel, spice. At the end of part one, the repulsive Harkonnen family had attacked and destroyed the decent and glamorous Atreides family. All but two who are picked up by the desert dwellers of the planet Arrakis, or Dune.
In the shadows of Arrakis lie many secrets. But the darkest of them all may remain. The end of House Atreides.
Your father didn't believe in revenge.
Now read on. The first part was all about setting up the characters, notably Paul Atreides, Timothée Chalamet, and his mum Jessica, Rebecca Ferguson. There were complaints that popular star Zendaya as Dune dweller Chani barely appeared, apart from in the trailers. Rest assured, she's all over part two.
It's okay. I'm here. It's been a while since you've had one of those nightmares. Tell me, what was it about?
It's only fragments.
Paul and Jessica have joined the Desert Rebels, led by Stilgar, played to the hilt by Javier Bardem. Meanwhile, the cold-hearted Emperor and his daughter, newcomers Christopher Walken and Florence Pugh, prefer to deal with the ruthless Harkonnens anyway, unhindered as they are by scruples or decency.
What if Paul Atreides were still alive?
But are the Atreides family actually all dead? There's clearly a tremor in the Force or something. It is hard not to think of that other desert-bound sci-fi blockbuster, which clearly owed a lot to Frank Herbert's Dune novels.
We believe in Fremen.
Let me fight beside you.
Reload!
An evil empire, dukes and princesses, a mystical quasi-religion, a rebellion, gigantic space vehicles, and of course, a noble young hero. The only thing missing is a slightly boneheaded best mate.
You young pup.
There he is, Gurney Halleck, played by Josh Brolin, back from the apparent dead in the last movie. But the Dune series is far more serious and literary than Star Wars. And one of the themes is a critique of a very common cliché.
The prophet. Why is that a bad thing? Use it.
Because all my visions lead to horror.
Because you lose control.
Because I gain it.
Every sci-fi or fantasy film seems to depend on a prophecy. Is someone the chosen one? Are the stars in alignment? Is this the moment foretold? And so on. The sort of thing parodied by Morgan Freeman in the Lego Movie. It's true because it rhymes. But this is a smarter deconstruction.
This prophecy is how they enslave us!
It's not a prophecy. It's a story.
I don't care what you believe. I believe.
Dune is about people kept docile by faith, cynically stoked by a shady religious order of which Paul Atreides' mother Jessica is a member. The link between religion and political power never goes out of date.
Now do what must be done.
We gave them something to hope for.
That's not hope!
At first, Paul seems to be on a predictable hero's journey with his best girl by his side, the equally heroic Chani. Of course, first he must prove himself. After all, only a true Iraqi warrior can tame the monstrous and terrifying sandworms. If Paul can do it, he must be the chosen one, surely. It's true because it rhymes.
Nothing fancy.
But this is a story of power and corruption. Certainly, none are initially more corrupt than the hairless white Harkonnens, led by Stellan Skarsgård, and another new face, Austin Butler, a long way from Elvis.
You humiliated our family. You humiliated me. Kiss. Or die.
But now that Paul himself is being given power from the Dune warriors and their giant worms, from his mother and her sinister prophecies, what then? Is this that other Star Wars plot, the corruption of Anakin Skywalker and the birth of Darth Vader?
I want you to know I will love you as long as I breathe.
You will never lose me as long as you stay who you are.
Consider what you're about to do, Paul Atreides.
Silence!
The combination of Star Wars action and war and peace ambition has won over both critics and fans. The cast list alone is undeniably impressive. But the key element, even more than Frank Herbert's increasingly convoluted books, is sci-fi master director Denis Villeneuve.
I see possible futures all at once. And in so many futures, our enemies prevail. But I do see a way. There is a narrow way through.
I have to say that I prefer Villeneuve's earlier Earthbound films like Sicario and a brilliant Middle East thriller called Incendie. And working through nearly 6 hours of Dune parts 1 and 2, I was reminded of the one time I read Herbert's original book.
My allegiance is to you. Do you believe me?
This is a form of power that our world has not yet seen. The ultimate power.
Halfway through the first Dune, all that sand and spice and recycled bodily fluids got to me. It proved to be one of those books that, once you put it down, you can't pick it up again. Thanks to a great cast, terrific pictures and sound, and a brilliant director, I stayed the distance with the films. But am I looking forward to the inevitable part 3? I don't think I can say that.
You are not prepared for what is to come.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.